you. Let me talk to you, please. Give me 5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes, please.
Out of there right now. That's 20 minutes away. You gotta get the hell out of there right now.
Wait a minute. What are you doing in Bangor?
Yes, please. Just listen to me.
Get out of there, all right? There's no time. Now, he's killed someone. He's killed Doc Richard.
What?
He's gonna come after you and the kids next. You just have to get out of there, all right?
All right. We'll go.
No, promise me. Promise me.
I promise you. We'll go. We'll go now.
You don't need to pack anything. Just get the hell out of there, all right?
Wait a minute. How am I supposed to get in touch with you?
Through the school.
I cannot know where you are.
All right. We'll go.
Hello?
It's for you.
You want to get started by nightfall, you're going to be a sorry son of a bitch. You won't be the only one. See if you can figure out where I'm calling from. No! That was quick, Hoss.
What have you done to them?
Not a thing. Yet. Not to your people. I had to do a few things to that little old state of man trooper. The one watching your house. What's left of him is out there in his bubble mobile drawing flies.
No time. Gotta go, buddy Roo.
Me and the family, we got a ride. I think you know where we'll all be heading. Emsville, that place where all rail service terminates. Oh, in case you're wondering, I got the trace on your phone here. I figure this is private business just between you and me. Start a new book. You better do what I say or I'll be coming for you. And you will die like no other man on earth has ever died before. Start another book, boy. Go home and sharpen your pencils.
Hey, good deal. Make a test call. Pull your meter, I'll check it out myself.
This noon time, little girl used to work for your publisher. One who spilled it to Gloss. They have cops to find her. Somewhere was on the floor up at the restaurant at the kitchen table.
Jesus.
How about here back down south and do this fish? Well, that city life's tired me out.
Lying.
It's not very nice. Did you think I was going to hurt you? Hell no, I was getting revenge for you, boy. You knew all along I was the one that had to do it. I know you've got to check me out.
He's lying. He knows you're listening.
Well, whatever you're talking about, that doesn't matter because... this is opening.
Okay. Right. Let's check the van.
All was made from a payphone in Times Square. Check to see if the voice on the other end of the line might have been a tape recorder.
We're going to taste some hell for this.
Hello?
What? Who are you?
He knows all about it. Tell him I said you were walking around dead. And tell him I'm not done making fool stuff yet.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who are you? Wait. She said that he was threatening to hurt her, to cut her. She begged me not to let him do that. Yeah, hello.
Will you go away for 5 years?
Yes, sir. I'll make a note of it.
It isn't ringing.
Hello? He's not in.
Who's not in? Why have you got your hat on? Excited? Who's excited? Somebody please answer the phone. If you excuse me.
Security conditions are now in effect. Fasten your safety harness and remain seated. The captain has put on the no smoking sign. Please extinguish all cigarettes.
Oh my God, we're gonna crash. Come on, it's a standard security drill.
After checking your safety helmets to make sure the chin strap is snugly in place, attach the body harness across each shoulder, and above all, remain calm. Thank you.
I'll see you in my office later. Hook me up to the passenger compartment, Bob. You're on.
We thank you for your cooperation, and we hope you enjoyed this rare and unforgettable experience.
You knew this was a simulation all along.
And you really had us fooled.
I have shut down the computer. The cargo bay has been breached in 3 points. The ship has begun to decompress. If the bay cannot be patched within 3 hours, the ship will implode.
Where is he, man? Why isn't he out here?
Yeah, well, where is he, man?
I hate this.
We got control over nothing, but we got control over nothing.
You're disturbing the peaceful mood I'm in. You are disturbing the peaceful frame of mind I'm in. You are disturbing my peaceful frame of mind.
Can you turn that down?
You know, it's not like how it is on TV.
With sound effects?
All right, now put your head down. Close your eyes. It'll be over soon. Everything is wonderful.
He's going to tell us all about civil defense and then take us to the fun room where we'll have our blood tested.
I don't have any blood. happens.
I hope you get everything you need.
Forgot all our private thing. Well, this is stupid.
There we are. The perfect machine at work. Am I in danger of losing my self-control? Press button B to get it back.
But I can see you're angry all the day.
All right.
Oh, no, Doug. Let's not be stupid here. All right? Doug, we're the good guys, okay? We don't do stuff like this.
Look at that. Don't you get it?
Come on, Doug. I'm telling you to holster your pistol.
Jesus, help me.
God damn it, Doug. Put that gun away. Put that gun away.
You're already in so much trouble.
Doug.
Listen, I don't know anything. Will you just get that for yourself?
Crazy.
Are you?
Doug.
Oh, God.
Very good, Dennis. You're going to be all right. Thank
you. What other people talk about, I think reality. My head feels like it's been in a blender. Talk to me.
Brain, it's not theirs. You better cool it.
This is coming to you from the Wesleyan Sons and Daughters of Steam and Electricities, home for the unreasonably sane.
Thank you. I've got plenty for Walter
Everybody's got the clock.
You got it too now? Who's touched the microphone? They're surgery.
Beagle, go and check the brain.
His records are covered with pneumonia.
The end of the cycle. He's falling.
Don't you drag yourself to this situation.
Let me be sincere advice to you. Your music makes sense to no one but yourself.
Stop! Kill me! Kill me! Kill me! Kill me! No! Don't you! No! I'll kill myself out of
that! I just wanted to talk to Hal. The world is waiting for you. And here are a few maps in case you get lost along the way. Hal.
Don't forget, Hal's your pal.
This is the picture. I was 20 years old. I still believed in good and evil. And Hal was the sexiest man I'd ever laid eyes on. He was smart. He was dangerous. And that was an incredible turnout. And I didn't know any better. I had a trust fund and I was bored. And then one night he came home, put a gun to my head and pulled the trigger. Just to see what looked on my face when I heard the click and realized it was empty.
The real cowboys are strong and tough. So are American trucks. And don't forget, Hal's your pal.
What did you say your name was again?
But when a caller confesses to a brutal murder.
No more sounds!
I don't hear you. What is there to talk about?
As I recall, there are two lanes on the off-ramp. He's in one of them, and that's the lane you would be using. Looks like he's getting off it.
Okay, Hal, it looks like he is getting off at the off-ramp.
Okay.
Getting off. He's on the off-ramp now, coming up the off-ramp. Lots of people at the overpass.
It's hard to say what in the world is on his mind at this point.
That's right.
Funny thanks,
Jesus was a black man.
Female caller on line two.
Hello.
Hal's your pal.
Around here. What?
Journeys through space and time here on followed by Art Talk's program in
morals since World War II.
We lost the Vietnam War. The movies and the television are filled with characters I don't even want to know. Not in this line. The farmer's in trouble. The small businessman's in trouble. Unemployment is skyrocketing. Texas is still paying for John Kennedy's death, my friends.
It was love that killed John F. Kennedy. He should have never messed with me.
Oh, no, I know nothing, Your Honor. They want me to speak on 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace wants my body. I don't tell a soul. Well, they gave me so much money. What could I do?
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now let's look at who's been running this country since World War II. There has some involvement in all of this. What is the link? What do cars have to do with books, you might ask? The Trilateral Commission with the Council on Foreign Relations. Did you ever hear of them? Well, neither did I. Until I noticed the chain. They have members on the boards of all the largest corporations. Not one detail has been left out. Am I right? Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you know what Bobby Ray Inman was doing before he was running the Microelectronics and the Computer Tech Corporation? Well, guess. A CIA director in public knowledge. Do you run out of Kleenex, paper towels, and toilet paper at the same time? You know it's true.
It's all true.
You remember how Governor White campaigned to get the NCC here. Do you know what their goal is? Huh? Well, Elder Sid. Intelligent? Huh? Robot? Oh, they'd like that, wouldn't they?
Yes, sir. Sleep.
One and one is not equal to. No, sir. No, sir. Silicon Gulch. Silicon Prairie. Silicon Hills. Silicon Valley. You better wait. It's late. It's late. Get right with me.
Matrix Dolby Stereo.
Represent the high tech.
Oh,
no. Yeah, you guys are really great. I mean, what's taking you so long to make up the show? You guys are so weird.
How dare you put my comments on your old crappy show?
And I like weird things because I am a weird person.
There's no therapy offered for me. Chemical or stress.
Better. Worse. Better. Worse.
Oh boy, how exciting.
How exciting indeed.
I have
all these wonderful people on the air.
My work.
Yes, not tapes, but live, live, live.
Big Rig is here.
Any of your rock.
Big Rig 18 is here. People I don't even know are here. Like Hal and Onan. And Phineas Narco, who's driving around lost.
It's a regular.
We're laughing at you. You're as bad as Janer, Phineas. Except what you said about X-Data. That was wonderful.
X, the unknown. The mysterious element hidden on the far side.
Hidden in our own show. On so many channels.
There we go.
Are we on the Ultra channel?
We're on so many channels at once, it bothers everybody.
How many channels?
We're on four channels right now, including Channel X.
You can't get the praying party channel.
Channel Red Bull?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, Channel Red Bull.
Channel the Red Bull.
Channel Great Chief Red Bull. Native American
Channel
Shaman.
Channel Red Bull.
Yes, well, they called him Red,
damn,
and in his time, he was a pinko of the plains. A red man who was red in deed as well as word, through and through.
What makes the Red Bull red?
The wings.
It's the sanguine.
Oh, the security people on the show here are trying to get a hold of it.
They can't get in.
Uh-oh, well now... Just
Code 11 on the Red Bull. Hell, now what are we going to do? The crowd loves it, though. They love it every single show, no matter what we do.
Gather, Red Bull, rang out on Daily Plaza today.
Gather ye Red Bull while ye may.
They make fun of it, but if Kennedy had Red Bull, he probably wouldn't have been shot. He would have been talking too fast.
And that same bull which moves today,
Jackie would have been hit.
Tomorrow. Maybe
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds better now.
So. Oh, okay, wait a minute.
It sounds better now, though.
Yeah, it does. Okay, there we go.
There's where Red...
That's where Big Rig went.
Have we started yet?
No.
Have we started yet?
No, this is just the practice for the show.
Wait. Have we started yet?
We'll start in 1 minute.
The needle.
Your choice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. We're glad to see you here. You're a wonderful crowd, and we've got a show which can't be beat.
You can't even listen to it.
Are we on?
Yeah, no, you're on.
Not yet.
Who's here?
Well, there's me.
There's Monan Canobite. And the Big Rig Corporation is here.
That's right. And we expect
their staff
to be
is here.
Joined by that guy as well as by the famous Phineas Narco.
How about that girl?
I'm afraid she couldn't make it tonight. But we'll be with her spiritually.
That whipped cream girl.
And other delights. I downloaded that picture. I thought it was going to be really hot. It was tiny.
It was totally fake, Dr.
Needed a microscope to look at the good.
It was a micro dot. That's why.
All
that subgenius stuff is sort of that far now.
Am I down yet?
You're down with it.
Yeah.
Maintain. Those people. You've got another egg. Come on now. Maintain. Just maintain.
Have you got it? Come on, boy.
Yes, indeed, and they are so anxious to meet you.
Money, learn by doing, just like on the job training.
They're not elite this job.
No.
Apparently, someone was training on the job, and we need someone to clean up an organic mess here in the central
eulogy on film.
A unique experiment in broadcasting.
We've got the airport shuttle on the way.
Yes, move over for the tour. The big red
deceased. In Canada.
Yes, it is.
Up there?
No, it's forbidden
in all of the
We have it
looks like we have Hanson's on line 3. They're upset about all the Red Bull cars.
Oh, you mean that rock group? Well, I can't put the crew because I'm not operating for
them. Wendy from Snapple is on the line.
I'll tell you one thing about the Hanson brothers. Those drinks that they make are really tip-top A1 boys. Yes, they're top drawer.
They're the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas.
Yep, that's for sure. Because they know how to focus in on the locusts and get some traction on the action. But most people are left stuttering and stammering in a ditch by the roadside. Oblivious to the passage of the juggernaut of truth. And you can toss out your trash by the road because this eternal peasant will always stoop over and pick it up. I see mysterious figures. Yes, they are here to join us.
Herrick Bland,
Robert Burke himself has joined us. Okay, little caller, you're in the mix too. What happened? Caller, no, really, what happened?
An accident. I had nothing to do with it.
Certainly.
He fell.
Certainly a scary little caller.
I'm afraid we're on TV and we can't get by.
Yeah, we can't bring the liquids around the electronics. That's the only bad part. But any of these rooms here are certainly areas where one, yes, Jack, one.
You may imbibe in the anteroom. The demonic force of the little camera.
That makes all the pictures go away.
I know, and the little gnome that watches them, you know, they're not connected in real time.
Get off my radio station.
I saw that movie in Trollmobile, was it?
Yeah, Trollmobile 3, where the Trollmobile takes a vacation
in
space.
Wait a minute, don't you mean the Gnome-mobile?
Yeah, that was the one starring Sean Connery.
No, that was Darby O'Gill and Little People.
I'm totally confused.
The Gnome-mobile.
You see, my left channel is out.
Far more senile actor. For a long time, Disney's movies starred old geezers who had been wildly popular in the like, for example, Maurice Chevalier in Search of the Castaway. But what was so wonderful about Darby O'Gill in the Little People and the Leprechaun movie was that the central character was an elderly alcoholic with rotten teeth and a horrible stump sticking up out of his gums. And he...
You're losing control.
And saw the Leprechaun...
Nobody's speaking in the mic. Everybody's telling these wonderful stories, folks. Nobody's speaking in the microphone, so...
And then there
we have to listen to that. Rumpelstiltskin with bad teeth.
Foghorn.
No, really, Big Rig. What about you guys taking over the world?
That's yesterday's news.
There we go. We've got one of the internet guys coming in.
Extra, extra.
FTP.
Domination. World's capitals fall one by one. The overarching juggernaut of Big Rig.
Not 001 again.
001.
001.
Okay, what's happening is everybody is in isolation suits and can only communicate through these radios.
Throw a towel.
But if you were listening to this show, you would hear discussions of X Day, the Burning Man Festival, and other ooky spooky things. Next day, yes.
Hey.
Well, I had a transmission this very night from Ivan Stein, and he said in return to those who had been claiming that X Day had mucked everything up, that he personally made $10,000 on X Day, and that each year they were going to make more and more.
Okay.
More money would
I'll endeavor to
forthcoming X Day celebration.
Aaron won't be here forever. We'll get rid of that guy.
Success in sales, sex, and romance.
Mr. Herod Blank is here, and he wanted to talk about the the Art Car Festival. Along with Laughing Squid, who is here.
Yes, every Art Carney film that's ever been made.
Well, you know, Art Carney was one of the greats.
No, that's Art Carnage.
Art Carnage has been dead for 20 years, guys.
Safe studio and free it up for Big Rig Industry.
I got one in London. I met this woman.
Eric Blank to the studio.
There you go. You know, there's no delay on KPFK. Your antics could have cost us the election.
That was Eric Blank's.
Robert Burke is attacking Eric Blank.
There are no blank spaces on this show. Not with this kind of people.
Not with Boris Blank.
Well, no, it's just so many folks. But if you pry apart the little tracks, you can hear all the
stories. The delicate sonic tapestry is being woven by the spider of puzzling evidence.
Listen to the music. Everything Janer found. Hello, you're Janer.
I was hearing even more gossip about Janer tonight from Phineas Snarko, who may bring it.
Hello, you're Janer too.
Well, of course, my Janer is not quite the same as your Janer, but I think...
Soon, all we're going to be able to talk about is Onan's book on the subgenius. It's really getting down to the bottom of there.
The book on the subgenius?
We're running out of context.
And context.
The book on the subgenius. That
yes,
would be a good
book. The book on the subgenius.
And there are many people to interview on that one.
Yes, it sounds slightly confrontational, don't you think?
Well, any book on anything is these days. That's the whole job. It's not to read the book, it's to fight
with someone of something.
Over whose royalties you didn't get.
And who got molested by whom.
Of course,
we were all molested.
As evidenced by the comment earlier on how much money somebody made from something. Who cares?
Well, the old Yankee trader cares. He wants to know what kind of a bargain you got and how well you rook the other guy. It adds to the feeling of triumph.
Oh, those Yankee Texans, right. I remember those.
Well, we're all Yankees. We're all part of the union. The union forever. Hurrah.
840-4425 is the 510 area code to join us on the National Puzzling Evidence Show. Big Rick, Robert Burke, Onan Tanovite, Jake Ray, Eric Blank, and the Art Car Festival.
Laughing Squid.
5 hours of Laughing Squid.
And you'll hear the snickering and tittering of the Laughing Squid.
Content-free radio.
You know, there is the Art Car Fest 98 coming up, September 25th to 27th. At the Somar Gallery in San Francisco. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be there, and I know all of you will be. You will see the West Coast largest gathering of art cars.
We're suiting up Herod for his foray into radio.
Yes, you're there.
Hi.
Hi.
I had a question about a song that you played earlier.
Yeah, Dar Williams.
We don't play no song. This is all rock, no rock.
The song you played before.
Well,
the song. Guitar
road
song.
Oh, yeah.
Like Wind.
Tulip Fire. Yeah, it's by Dar Williams.
Who?
Dar Williams.
D-A-R.
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 Williams.
Yeah. Williams, yeah.
Right on. Dar Williams.
It's about travel.
It's what?
It's about travel.
Say it broadens one.
It's about travel. Well, I could tell that. Where would I find this?
Doug a Puggin.
Yeah, plug that Doug in.
That's from the album Acoustic Cafe. The name of the song is Traveling Again.
By Harry and Nick.
Don't believe a
word.
Do
you drink Red Bull, madam?
Do I drink Red Bull?
Red Bull. Red Bill Clinton.
We're channeling Red Bull. Not Red Bill Clinton, no.
Ivory Bill
Clinton.
Is
the song called Traveling?
Red Bull.
Then you press buttons and this happens.
We're all Cajun style now, man. Let's have a jambalaya.
It's a party. Don't you want to know about the art cars or the subgenius or Burning Man or any of these cults?
You know, not only are they going to have the art cars, but they're going to have the fashion show.
Did your friends go to Burning Man?
No, my neighbor did. But and my friend her car with the art car.
Was your neighbor wacky?
Yes, he's rather strange.
Uh-oh.
Really?
No strangeness.
You have a moose head.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Women took off. Women, we have the station. Quick, put in the secret tape before Doug returns.
The art car fest. The fashion show will take place.
I don't know.
We're hearing you, sister.
Wait, look.
It's called Traveling.
Traveling?
Yeah.
It's called Traveling.
Okay, just look it up in your CD Club of the Month.
Yeah, this is a subgenius Club of the Month.
Fresh from his triumphant
right out there in the studio.
That's Berkeley for you.
So what's happening with that art car thing?
Oh, it's in San Francisco some weekend.
Yeah, and actually the art cars will be caravanning through town on the 20th.
I want to know about art cars. Isn't it past your bedtime, little lady?
Really?
Red Bull at the art car.
This one's live.
Did you guys see that Red Bull art car?
These models are made to run on Red Bull
art car stock.
Red Bull operates there.
Oh, yeah. No Red Bull art cars this year. Repeat, no Red Bull art cars.
It was great. They joined by accident last year.
Well, you liked it because you got free Red Bull.
I drank eight of those things.
Red Bull gives you wings.
And a good-looking look. You are such a Red Bull whore. You know that, Doug?
All right.
Actually, no, I changed pimps. I like Hanson's Deox better than Red Bull.
Oh, all three Hansons are just the young ones.
The three, there are three GoZoom ones and one GoCP one. It's called De-Stress. I like the Anti-Ox one. That's like two cups of coffee and a good waitress.
Is that Anti-Blue Ox?
Yeah.
It's Pro Bull and Anti-Ox.
Anti-Camp-Blue Ox.
That's a Babeless.
And also then, I drink one Red Bull and I meet the most ticketed travel all in all the West.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, watch it there.
So they give your wicket a ticket, eh?
Wow, just
turn it off.
Was that Travelall at Burning Man?
It was indeed.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I saw it at the trials on July 4th.
Thank you.
When's the show start?
It had a Bob on it then.
July 5th, 1990.
A Bob on it. It was cute. It was a Sunday Bob on it.
Harry,
we signaled about that X you saw in the sky we caused to happen. These people and myself out here.
They scratched.
And Robert Burke, he was responsible for that signal. We signaled the UFOs. The X appeared at the exact same time where you were.
Hey, Doug, we have some stage fright over here in Studio One.
Really, how much? You got an ounce of it you can tell me?
This stuff's great.
Stage fright.
Attention, keep watching the monitor.
That thing will work.
Can you hear this?
If you can hear this, then you're working.
Are you on?
If you can hear this, then you'll go blind.
Have a seat, Robert.
Oh, just stop it. You'll get hair on your paws. Or your eyes.
I know.
Onan's signaling 5 seconds before we start.
Okay. Let's initiate the sequence.
Laughing Squid is now initiating the firing sequence.
You're listening to Radio Cacophony. 94.1.
Paging Herod Blank. To the microphone. Herod Blank.
Department.
To the microphone.
One person mentioned it. Nobody can hear it. It's like a crowded studio.
Is there actually anybody?
It's like the internet.
It's a crowded radio bandwidth.
We'll just share it. There we go.
Yeah. And talk about those little cars.
The art cars.
Oh, well, speaking of art cars, we have two people ready to talk right now.
Well, it is in the Somar Gallery in San Francisco, September 25th to 27th, 1998.
Yeah, that's the one that always goes first.
Herod, how about saying something to the audience?
Herod, I have a question for you.
Yo!
How did it feel to be packed in the back of my car with your father and your sound guy driving around endlessly? I couldn't believe that was happening, you know? And he's not shooting. I'm getting grab shots out the window, but that's it.
I was in the other car, actually. I was in Oh My God, but David...
Oh, that's right.
David and my father were burnt. Oh,
there we go.
I was like, why aren't they fucking filming?
Yeah.
There's
David. Nothing happening. It was pretty strange.
What a strong,
oh my God.
Clavicle person.
Now more people have arrived. Attention. More humans are about to enter and vie for seating space.
Should we just open the
invitation? I'm afraid there's just not enough room for everyone.
Look at Doug run
at the same time.
Oh, Doug's running around like a wild man.
I wouldn't want to give that impression.
Who shall be?
It's been a long time since there haven't been enough microphones and too many mouths.
Please remove the
feed words to.
Wait. Too many mouths?
Yeah, he does.
Studio. Okay, well, so we need then special...
Okay, we'll strike the IRS. Too many mouths, too many mouths reference.
Mexico.
Hey, Herod, we heard that. Come on.
It was going to Mexico that did it.
Hey, Doug, guess what?
Okay, hold on, let me type up what.
Hey, Doug.
Okay, what?
You know that, I think that it takes this many mouths to keep the howl quiet for more than 30 seconds.
I can't believe that.
It takes... No, I won't say it. I can't say it.
Yes, you can say it. Go ahead. You know you want to.
Are we on yet?
No, we haven't started the show yet.
Okay. We have tag team headphones here.
You got headphones for 5 minutes. I get headphones.
Going to do how?
We got headphones. They got loop tapes.
I can't believe we're broadcasting. I can't believe
myself. Phineas is going to do Janer. And everybody else can call 848-4425 in the 510 area code.
And if you don't call, you're just a bunch of normals. You're just normals out there.
Yeah, me too.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
Cocktail party.
You guys are airing your private conversations. I don't like this.
Should we?
Yeah, you want to keep these waves open for Ranger traffic?
Yes, please keep this channel clear. Remember, this is Burning Man. No one is to have fun this year. Please cease all fun and enjoyable activities.
Coyote, there are some giant buttocks on the playa. Giant buttocks on the playa. Over.
Please set the buttocks on fire. Over.
Good.
Commence firing sequence.
This is going to be interviewed by some
Coyote, there is a Jainer hypercleats at the front gate. He says that he knows you. Can you please? He's come get this guy, please.
Is this related to the dominatrix we needed saving from our own car?
Yeah, the dominatrix.
Please start all your tape decks now.
Gentlemen, start your tape decks.
Okay, here we go.
It is time to start puzzling evidence. Puzzling evidence is starting in 2 minutes. Are you puzzled yet?
Are we ready yet?
Roll call.
To initiation of the TV show.
We have range safety gear.
Here? This is the beginning of Context Free Radio.
Please stay behind the double yellow line.
Rocket
please
away.
Stay behind the double yellow line.
Can
we move along. There's nothing to see here.
It's just a dust storm and another guy on acid.
Justin thinks she's going to die. There's a guy on acid.
If you put me on the air, I'm going to die.
If you don't,
you make me drink another Red Bull, I'm going to die.
Can I have just a moment,
wait,
please?
Doug, were you on scene for that guy?
Well, not only that, I shot video of it.
And he's here.
Oh, the guy that died repeatedly.
The guy repeatedly,
the guy who thinks he's going
to die. That was a great scene. That was really exciting.
It's the guy on acid who thinks he's going
to die. Give me a moment.
Okay, the callers are trying to be that guy.
I went to an air show.
Come on, caller, you have to think you're going to die.
You couldn't see the stealth bomb.
If we hang up on you, you'll die. If we don't hang up on you, you'll die. If we turn you up, you'll die. If we turn you down, you'll die.
Heaven and hell party, folks.
Okay, if you talk, you'll die.
Robert
Burke
wants
you'll
to
die.
Talk, so you're going to die now.
We're trying to repair some of the content of the loss.
And just by the way, in case you forgot, you're going to die.
I had high expectations.
Hold on, I'll get it.
Format, some serious
it's funny how we can have over 30 people on the show and it still sounds like the show.
We can have 30 people on the show and it just sounds like how.
It sounds like about four stations at once.
Okay, there we go. Here's a real internet guy. Yeah, I agree.
This guy's definitely gonna die.
It's true. They eat the host and they drink the blood. That's what they do in their cult.
You got some balls for you?
No.
Yeah.
Somebody's going for you.
Of the dead guy on a stick.
Yeah. Robert Burke is on the air.
Yes. Come in, please. Come in.
Okay, this caller is going around the dark side of the moon.
You know, this guy's voice sounds like that ferret on the Budweiser ad.
Come on.
First words
sounds like
Dr. Burke's here to help him. You can do it. Come on.
Mom, is that you?
You can give birth to yourself. Come on, you were just about to make a breakthrough. Come on. Yeah. Go on.
Come on.
You know you want to.
Come on, you can do it. Come on, Michael Pepe.
This is Michael Pepe.
You know, we've got over 30 people rooting for you to just open your mouth, but they can't shut up long enough to let you say it.
Michael Pepe.
Michael Pepe, please call the studio.
We should call Michael Pepe.
Yes. First thing with life.
Bottles.
Maybe after he quits from doing these drugs.
And starts doing those drugs.
Yeah, I'll have some of those drugs. You can have some of these drugs.
I think we need another caller this morning.
Okay, now those drugs over there are
no, those are mine.
By the way, for all you crazy folks out there, we're also on 446-500-0PL. So if you wanted to add your own comment, you can do so directly.
That's the illegal bad channel.
They're giving drugs numbers.
If you've got the third speaker set up, you can hear that.
446-500.
510-848-4425. And you can be part of the madness here on the, well, it's not the film. Well,
the Joe Bullock Firebug Show.
Yeah.
Detour just provided for everyone.
No content, none of the time.
We've got popcorn. We
it's
have popcorn.
All form, no content. All form, no content.
Big rig.
We've got head-butting dinosaurs.
And
we've got
head-butting
big rig over here.
Oh, he's lying.
Yeah.
If you'd like to make a call, please do more drugs and try again.
Yeah. I've got to do some more drugs.
Always on.
You guys are just silly. All you do is just talk about nonsense and stupid things.
Yes, Herod, we're always
silly.
On.
You're silly. That's all you're just saying.
And there's Subgenius representatives here, so you can ask questions about Subgenius.
That's right. Subgenius Answer Man is here.
Yep, the one guy who knows
it
all is here.
That's right, and it's the first time he's ever
I think they're actually physically incapable of holding their breath. They must speak all the time or their brain will seize.
And all sorts of people from all slaps.
And then you have to wear one of those silly ice hats because your brain's all seized up. It's really uncomfortable.
I'll come every time I get on the fucking mic.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
I can't.
Now
oh, no. More people.
We're police.
It's the police.
The Dallas police are here.
Oh, man. I hate it.
Maybe we are all.
They drove all the way all night just to be here.
This is great. This is like old show. I got another hot buddy.
Oh, it's the whore.
The whore.
The whore is here.
Hey, folks, she's up on the table and she's dancing. You know what those whores do. Oh, my God.
Ooh, la.
She's taking her clothes off and she's wearing a
hummingbird in the studio.
And it's strange, you know, every time this
happens,
the big rig come over to the big rig side. It's more fun over here.
It's everything you can imagine.
It's like Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson?
Oh, sorry, I didn't see
Mel Gibson's body.
What about the part where God comes down and presses Ivan Stang's head back into the poop-filled pond? That was my favorite part of the tape.
Is that evolution?
God, then he picks up Shelby.
Hand him those pictures.
A couple more things.
God canceled tonight.
These are X-Day pictures. I brought real X-Day.
Oh,
hey, when's the show starting?
Really? Wait a minute. Hold on. You know, you guys are so eager.
I smell patchouli.
Those are real nice.
Okay.
Can we follow parliamentary procedure here, please?
Well, we need Robert's rules in order to keep this happening.
That means whoever is most popular and can yell the loudest
got a lot of
is in charge.
A lot of people
it's big ego radio in here.
Say ego jam, yeah. We're not involved with.
She's got the whip. Watch out.
Radio. We're all about ego radio here. We've got personalities. We've got fuming, flaming personalities. Crow's on his way. He's got a lot to say. He's out there. Radio personality.
My nipples tingling.
Oh, have we slipped in here?
It's just the small.
Oh, you guys are always hung up on the same thing.
My nipples,
and he's hung up on Monica. It's because Monica's talents have been so advertised the last few days.
Orange juice.
Yeah. Well, it's just called a Monica now. Like, hey, baby, can you Monica me or give me a Monica?
Why don't people respond to me?
Why can't I hear myself?
Why don't they talk about me?
Because everybody's doing me shows.
Me.
Yeah. You've been picked as your own best dude.
Let's listen to the music.
Come on down and meet yourself.
Take a moment.
I'm about the best person I can think of to date me.
But it's all about me.
Well, of course it's about me. What do you think, honey?
It's all about me, really. Do you like my ensemble?
Enough about me. What do you think about me?
It's called ensemble.
Of course I love
ensemble.
I should never say of course.
No,
then you know they're lying.
No, you're supposed to tell me how really
good. Right, exactly.
Right, so bad.
Right. Exactly. Yes,
you're supposed to elaborate on
I was concentrating
like
on me.
Well, you need to think about me for a second. What about me? It's all about you, honey. And me. And me. And me. And me. And me. And me. 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 Me.
Me. Me. Me. Me. Me.
Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Oh, my shoulders
Lovely
are kind
child.
Of
like,
oh,
I don't
so much
I don't
better
understand
I had so many goddamn free massages at Burning Man that I got so sick of some slimo touching me. You know what I mean?
What do they do with Hal?
Ew, icky. You know,
Hal?
So many free slimo massages
at Burning
Man.
What happened to Hal?
Where is Hal?
Somebody
got some hang up on Hal?
What'd they do with him?
Can I go find him?
Yeah. The Red Bull. He was trampled by the Red Bull.
If you talk about me, you know.
Okay, I'm going to go see what Hal's up to. Let's find Hal.
Everybody, stop what you're doing and find Hal.
Where's Waldo on radio? So if you can imagine.
The point we're missing.
Yeah, for some reason, they're off on a hell search.
It's dead in the first place. Ed, or at least dying, quit pestering them, quit trying to impose meaning upon them, quit reading their biographies. And how the poem.
Wow. Are we having a moment of silence?
This always happens. There's a rhythm to every show, and sometimes even the most ardent show people go away, and then I can think about it.
Is this the rhythm method? Are you using the rhythm method?
Showing
us
rhythm in the radio.
Yeah.
That's 100% life.
So if you abstain from listening,
there's kind of a natural rhythm.
I now follow.
Oh, where'd that go? That was kind of fun for the moment that it happened.
I'm worried. I'm not. Preachers are all wearing white smocks.
This next one.
Well, Rusty, what do you want to talk about?
Our friends from.
Did you have a little FM radio station?
Yeah. Dude, after an airplane flight back
very
here
good.
And now 4 months.
The TV station never insulting. Materialized, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because nobody watches TV. I learned that at the man. Nobody cares.
Dude, I wish it was
you'll have two or three people with TVs in it, so it's a lot easier for nothing. What you can do is project it. We did that this year. We'd film a talk show on a mobile living room and edit it during the day and play it at night. And that was a big hit. Projected at night, a big video projector. That was pretty funny because people had sort of seen it in the daytime and then that's hot. I'd like to copy that one.
You guys just were not believing
Kurt with no sleep.
Over here in the right wing of the studio.
Oh yeah,
all sorts of salacious activity is happening.
You know, I like that. I mean, it's now we've calmed down to a point where everybody can be heard, and there are things happening.
In the democracy of this show, each wing gets a vote.
Yeah. And I kind of wonder where everything goes and why you're here.
Doug,
and why you're even away.
Share the pictures with us?
Yes, if you're
here on the air, 844-45.
There we go.
A bookkeeper.
I forgot to mention 844-45. What I forgot to mention is the show's begun. It's 844-45. And if you've forgotten the number, it's 848.
There's people been hanging around.
The rest of the Rockies, it's 44-45.
In the 5-ton area.
The 5 tons of show.
Tons of fun. Yes, a kaleidoscopic cornucopia of fun. Giggling
into up.
Down long tubes of balls.
Every sound effect ever used on the show is right
bang, here. Splat, walk,
Susie the Floozy, and they're about to torture some bobbies.
Pink, wow.
Them the pictures, but
balls. Yes, my favorite splat. I like hoop balls.
Yes. Are there splats in there? Don't bust it, man.
Ding busted.
See, I think that's a good thing.
You don't want to bust the ding busted ding futzer record.
Man, you let go.
It's a whole bunch of sound effects. You know, one sound effect that you used to be able to get was called ding futzer. And it's like a machine that they built that makes all these weird, wacky, wild, and wonderful sounds.
Somebody had to name them because you had to have a button on the machine you could push. And what were you going to call that button if you didn't call it? The ding futzer.
Well, that's what they called it, and that's what I remember.
Somebody's trying to talk to Hal.
Trying to talk to me.
Who are you all the same?
Mr. Popularity, Dr. Hal.
That's right. Everybody loves Hal. Now, talk to
having aneurysm.
Tiny caller, where is Hal?
Blacking out. Can't take it.
You know, us other hosts, co-hosts get co-host envy sometimes.
Hey, Philo, you and me just go play cards.
Yeah, we'll play cards while Dr. Hal entertains his mutual admiration society.
I think I know who that is.
Who is what?
Who? What?
I don't know.
See, I cut the show in half just
so
you can talk
there.
Just yeah, like King Solomon.
Just incredible.
It is? Well, really? Why doesn't she come down personally to be in this?
She just can't
station?
Get out of bed. She just rolls over, gets the phone.
Is she rolling over down there?
Absolutely.
See if you can get the focus on the locus and the traction on the action.
What is that thing?
Well, it looks like a...
Finally, I get the titles to this, because Stan kept sending me... Well,
no,
they're
don't
on those
show
radio
the titles.
Shows,
they're
but there's
just
no titles, so finally I realize it's this album he's been sending me.
Did you get this one? This one might be good. I'm going to check that out.
Isn't you just incredible?
No, but I got this one because I wanted just to get the titles, the proper
Someone
titles.
Someone suggested that.
To the little fake,
I'm just trying to figure out
fake
what's
new
going
songs
on.
That sound like the old songs.
Trying to
you know,
get to
I
the
downloaded
bottom of
them at
once
some point.
And for all.
They had them on their website.
I've had it just about up to here.
We're talking
with this
about the Devos.
Heavy handed slam footage shenanigans.
Actually, is that in the brain right now?
We must
he's still
what's the problem
us.
There, son?
Are you okay, callers?
I'm
going
to
like
stay on the line.
Well,
I was wrong. That's
I'm glad
not.
You hung up.
No, it is
I mean,
not.
Didn't hang up.
Wait,
but
glad you stayed on the line.
I can't hear anything that you're saying. There's a fucking dream running by right now.
State short
you
question,
You have dreams
please.
About Hal right now. As she's driving, she's asleep in the car.
Now, stop texting and sexting while you drive.
It's okay if you're driving asleep as
and
long
don't
as
drive
someone else has got their hands on the
sleep.
Wheel and their foot on the
Keep
brake.
Keep your hands and your foot to yourself while you drive and with this young lady down the motorways of life. Yes, here you can see many a 7-Eleven and roadside root beer stand with plenty of recreational opportunity and gas stations and
really?
Other
they're stopping the cars?
Wonders
and
along
there goes
the way.
No.
The guys. Oh,
hold
there
out.
They go.
When
Goodbye,
you get
guys.
Tired or bored,
this is the
and watch
one minute they
nature's
can't hear us.
Wonder.
The one
man.
Minute we should be talking
about all aboard for
right
happy motoring
the car.
On
they're
the highways
the
of
car.
The future.
They're probably just unlocking the car right now.
So, Dr. Howe, here's the answer.
Lock your keys in your car.
Hires root beer or A&W root beer.
And
the
car will be unlocked.
The answer is irrefutably A&W
root
beer.
Right now, we will disavow anything we just said for the last 2 minutes about the two people who just left the building.
Now, Henry Weinhardt.
Don't worry, we didn't say anything bad about you as the radio as you turn the radio on right now.
Yeah, you can't really count these Johnny-come-lately
lowbrow
jump on the bandwagon fast followers.
This moment endorsed and only in response to your question is that the flavor agent is strong enough to carry the beverage forward. The old-timey sassafras makes the
she's
entire
having a
enterprise
tough time getting
happy.
The word in edgewise.
I think she is because she's far away on the other side
Long
of the...
Long ago, far away.
I mean, I can't see the end.
I know, we can't see the end of the show either.
Can't see the ads? Well, we don't have ads. We're listener-sponsored radio.
Oh my God. No. No one said anything about ads. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
yes,
what are you talking about,
I
Dr.
can increase your
ads.
Always
what are you talking about?
About what I'm talking about, what you guys are talking about what they were talking about, you know?
Yeah, my course in success
I know
in sex
what you're talking
and real
about.
Estate will tighten those abs.
I know what you're saying. Know what I'm saying?
Yes, I think
you hear me? You hear where I'm coming
you're
from?
Saying, Fano, but,
playa? You hear where I'm coming from, playa?
It's
blowing
strange,
in the wind.
Man. It's so long.
It's
never ending.
Yeah, I know.
Never ending.
Sorry, once the show was started, it can never end.
Once we get past the introduction part, then we go into our middle section. We pursue the middle aggressively for a long time, and then we start slowing down as we proceed on into the ending ceremonies.
In the middle, thou shalt go the most safely.
And yet inevitable.
Now what happens if
this
I mean,
is
thank
no
God
dream?
We're sending the train.
This is really real.
Okay,
it's
here are the
really
sleigh bells,
happening.
Which is real
Indicate
as you can think of real.
In the lane,
there's the dream,
and
it's
snow
over.
Is glistening.
Putting pennies in a piggy bank.
We're trying to run through our sound
I'm
file
to
here.
Put them through the piggy
can you,
bank.
Yeah, can,
I,
you, can you guys
I
just hold on
falling
a
out of the bottom of
as I run through the sound effects the file we've got
There's
here.
A suspicious-looking crack there. And
that's the problem with the piggy bank. You have to make sure the bottom is closed or the pennies just roll right through into the pocket of the spender.
I think someone played a little fast and loose with the piggy bank anatomy here.
That's
oh,
a
I'm Oops, sorry. I didn't realize this was a sensitive area.
But stop tweaking that thing like that, your monkey.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry. I was just trying to prove a theory.
That hair on Dr. Hal's back is awful thick. It's going to take a while to get through it.
I'm de-evolving. My lycanthropic nature is coming out, and soon I'll have to lope along under the full moon. I'll be a full-fledged werewolf on the 22nd of October.
As you can see, the dream is not over.
I can see, though, his loping technique is very sophisticated.
Along the trail, you'll find me loping.
Hello.
Where the spaces are wide open.
Hello. keep up with all of it at once.
It's hard to keep up with all of it at once.
It's not a test.
You have to listen with your third ear.
It's not a contest. It's simply a radio landscape for you to explore. And it's totally free. There's no complicated machinery to buy. No thick manual to read and memorize.
I think I'm going
to
personalize this.
All you need is a pair of ears and a radio. And a little of your God-given precious time, which we will waste forever. So join us now or in the future on the once and future radio show known as...
Thank you for being a faithful and dedicated listener.
Whatever it is, and for the
now, an action listener, one we like to call...
An action which has an equal and opposite reaction.
Praise Flying Dobbs? Is that what you said?
Plays Connie Blobs.
Plays Connie Blobs?
They're comely Connie Blobs, but they're
not. I want to go back here to X-Day. This is footage of the rockets taking off from over the camp.
Look at the ecstasy of X-Day. My God, what
this
a
This is the last X-Day.
What a delightful sensation.
Hal and Philo and Stan.
Yes. It's
Princess
so sad. This is during the official
ceremony. Not the
tickets are gone.
The casual
this is the last
of
X-Day at Brushwood.
Some of us are the
last
no
X-Day ever, I think.
Maybe
next year.
Maybe the last X-Day ever.
So. Yeah, it might be the last X-Day ever. Could be. If you blew it, you blew it. You're stuck on here.
You should have been there. It was inevitable that the Brushwood folks would finally get tired enough to
brush fires would
and realize what that X meant. And the poor little callers are still trying to yell and scream their way into the show. Okay.
So now we've got to, if we do have X Day, it's got to be in California this time because we're tired of traveling all the way across the country.
No, it's going to be in Ohio.
I think the playa.
And plus, it takes like 3 hours longer for the X Day
rubber
for the X's to get here if we're in California.
In
we've
the city of
three
Apple.
Extra hours to party.
Right.
In exactly. John
when it's 7 a.m. In Brushwood,
district.
It's still only like, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Doc Frop's there. We've got 3 more hours.
3 hours to
He's
party.
He's in Texas.
Totally worth it.
It's totally
I think you're not grasping the
we could party really, really
I think
hard
you're not expanding enough to
really
view
hard.
The big picture.
I mean,
picture.
We got the first hour to lead up to everything
right.
and sort of start ramping up the party, right? Then
what
we got the
do?
Next hour to like really,
from
really
their,
writing this down.
Their
cause
plans?
The curve to accelerate in an exponential fashion in terms of
right.
our
mm-hmm.
party mm-hmm. measuring capabilities there.
It's all on the
then
blackboard.
Then we hit the third hour.
Don't erase this part
and
here.
The third hour is so full of stuff that it doesn't actually hit the wall. It just keeps going up. It's like a straight acceleration of a
Well,
party.
That's because we're shooting down. That's what makes the wall appear to be shooting up.
And that's the three hours that we get.
It's just an illusion.
If we had X Day.
It's what we
totally
call
wrong.
Relativity.
We could probably get up to the top of Dockstock Mountain in that 3 hours.
Dockstock Mountain.
Yeah, all the way to the top of the flagpole on top of Dockstock Mountain.
And with a canteen full of slack.
There's enough room for all of us to sit up there.
There I was.
It was designed for flagpole
sitting on top of that flagpole.
Okay, now let's try our Bob smiling exercise.
When I saw you
selling
apples
on the
corner.
We're all skate. This is the ultra
pipe in your mouth,
Big,
Bobby's.
Beautiful, delicious apples. And I slid right down to the ground.
And fill it with froth.
I knew it was.
Roll around the rink in your roller skates.
Pointless.
That'd be fun. Do a show on roller skates.
Yeah.
This was back
roller
before the age
with that
the
organ sound.
Of
with
the roller
brain
disco,
guards, of course.
When a kid
when
wore a red striped
snow,
shirt and his mom
brain.
Cooked with
and here's organ Leroy at
he
his
had
organ
a,
again.
A bike and a little red wagon that the other kids would like. He was really just like you and me, except for
well, speak for
a
yourself,
hidden
Dr. Howell.
Abnormality. For he was a mutant, simple and plain.
A mutant.
Who could do strange things with his mutated brain.
And some people thought it was strange. Other people thought it was just
really
sort
fast.
Of semi-regular.
Oh, he can't get away with that. There's still going to be a reckoning.
Here on KPFA and KPFB and KFCF and KPFA.org.
Yeah.
94.1 and 81.3 and 88.1.
But the internet is an unstoppable giant that's going to take over the world.
Dominus
rule Christ. Our lives and be governed by the Chinese.
All in one on a Thursday. And this show will be the last thing you hear. It's free.
It's free. This is the only show that
Philo
will be
said it. Whatever you say on the radio has to come true.
Everything's going to cost money.
Everything is beautiful.
Even just a little bit, you know, like.
And the voice of the turtle is heard in the land.
Oh, you're going to sit in this chair during the show? This is an extra 30 cents.
Man.
Oh, you're going to wear your glasses during the show? Oh, that's an extra 14 cents.
Oh, my, those glasses.
I don't need the glasses. I got to save that 14
special
cents.
Drugstore special.
That's a, that could make it so that I can, instead of just getting a regular glazed donut at Dream Fluff later, I'll be able to get like a jelly donut.
Those jelly donuts aren't exactly good for you.
These are the organic jelly donuts that are filled with organic jelly. So it makes it good for you.
Yeah, hello. We're asleep right now, but we can hear you.
In beautiful Snowboard, California.
But I don't know, like, from my point of view, it's like, I didn't understand that you guys were
you, are you talking?
You didn't understand what we were talking about?
I call in hopes of actually getting, like, a conversation from you guys, because people
some things make
just are so closed
sense.
Off, and, like, no one talks about anything anymore, and, like,
that's so sad.
We talk about sound effects and stuff.
But
we
do. We're willing
we talk about things directly to you.
Even you can ask a question, which we
go ahead, ask
answer.
A question.
Just try it.
What is that NorCal place that smells like onion?
You're cutting out on us.
Speak
what
your
is
short
NorCal
question.
NorCal city that smells like onions.
Snowflake onions?
I heard about snowflake onions.
There is a place that smells like onions.
What is the place? That's Chicago.
No, I think that's a McDonald's. There were plenty of them on Highway 5.
Chicago is named after an Indian word that means the place that smells like onions.
Wow.
Well, I thought there was another place in NorCal. Am I thinking of a place that smells like garlic?
Well, there's a place that smells like rutabagas, but of course, you must be thinking of Gilroy,
garlic capital of California. Gilroy.
All the garlic gags
both
and
in the Allium
from
family,
my
though.
Mind is gone right now.
In bulging trucks on California highways. Keep tie with garlic where they turn over right in front of the entrance road to Burning Man to allow eager beaver burners to scoop them up in large bags or satchels.
The garlic eaters, we call them.
Mine lasted for months. So, if you have a short, sweet question.
Oh,
I just came back actually from Chicago. That's where I talked to Hal's show.
Well, my show is going to begin, and you can pay good money to come and ask a question, or you can do it for free here on the air.
The smell
of
onions.
Service that we provide.
Chicago, meaning the smell.
He meant garlic cloves, and that's Gilroy, the least vampire-haunted place in
Chicago, and I thought the coincidence there was too remarkable to go unobserved.
In Chicago. Back in 1941, my daddy don't tell me, boy, you better get a gun. Well,
you talk more about something. We don't know what it is yet. It'll happen when it happens, you know.
That's right.
The poor
Mr. Jones.
Still trying to get her question in. I got an idea. Instead of giving a question this time,
she doesn't need to ask
us
a question.
Give
if
us
she doesn't
the answer.
To?
Give us the answer, and we'll tell you the question, kind of like
this
Jeopardy.
This is Philo's new brain blast that you hand me an answer, and now I have to come up with a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Untested and untried.
Fire away. And if Dr. Hawk can't.
Like, is this all sarcastic?
Like what? There's so many sound effects, it's difficult for me to hear you down at the bottom of the sound well.
You were talking about not having a conversation. We don't even have a conversation with each other.
Let's see if we can. She wants to give either the answer or the question,
okay,
I'm fairly sure.
No, I love learning, like, you know, about people and their ideas and opinions, that's all.
Wow.
I was just going to ask a question about an experience that I've had.
Well, you know, here's one thing I'll let you know, and I'm going to be perfectly lucid at this point, is that this show is about things that other shows are not about. So there's lots of shows that you call to ask questions and hear, you know, of commentary by noted authorities.
Well, she's going
to
drive away if you
don't
give her a chance.
Don't leave. Please don't leave. But this show is about, like, things that happen at the moment, because there it is, you know, and so...
I realize that.
Now, this was something
like
that happened to
most I'll probably ever explain about it.
It happened to you.
Okay.
It, no, it happened to me, and I, it happened, like, my friends were there, but none of them remember it.
You're definitely cutting out now. I think everybody can hear you going like, I don't know if it's your phone or what.
Well,
are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I don't have a house phone. Like, I mean, house phone these days.
It's like a landline.
Your cell phone is cutting in and out. So even if you could,
it must be a cell phone.
If you have a great question, we might not even hear
landlines
it.
Landlines don't do that. Now, there are the opening chords.
One night. You don't remember me, or do you?
I want to hear your question, but there's so much interference on the line. Just say your question quickly.
You guys should open your ears, because the only interference...
My ears are open, but you don't understand. I'm competing with a large landscape of audio oddities.
Yeah, there's a guy here who's like, yeah, makes these sounds.
You don't
happen.
Actually hear the show. Like, see, what you hear on the radio is sound effects and music and us talking. But
and
what's actually
dancing.
Going on in the universe is much, much more complex.
More complicated.
So, but as humans, that's all you can pick up.
Right. At the end of all this, and when you listen to it later, there's this continuity that you understand that wasn't there at the moment.
Yeah, but we really shouldn't talk about that. That only occurs in a little microsecond just before
right,
death.
Right, right.
I said,
people.
I'll have a Bloody Mary.
I'll have a boiling hot toddy.
And I'll just keep listening to this weird subgenius band.
When I was eating pizza, I had the beatific vision.
Yeah.
And, but then I got excited over the Gnostic Moss.
Uh-huh.
And,
much like the saints of yore.
And,
do I have to type this
and
one?
And then what happened?
Okay, I'm going to send this message to the authorities.
There's no more rules in the subgenius show.
Well, there is the ecstasy of outliving and overcoming the dark night of the soul, which refreshed St. John of the Cross after his ordeal. Even the ecstasies reported by the Gnostics cannot approximate
remember reading that name
the pure joy and bliss of the radiant abyss.
Okay, yeah. No, you can talk. It's 4:12, so you've got 8 minutes left before, well, you know, preparation.
The nuosphere embraces you.
Fire, Mike.
And you sink down. You feel it grasping your heels, the back of your head, the back of your neck. And then an undulant motion of something incredibly strong seems to press itself across your flesh.
Okay.
And,
don't be scared.
Well, I...
No, I really have a question for both of you. I want to hear both of you.
All right, okay. And that question would be?
That question would be, when you guys do this show, and I know you gotta love your job, I'm sure you guys freaking love your job, but what are you like, looking for when it comes to the callers? Like, what kind of call do you want? Like, what kind of calls are you expecting?
We want a call that's engaging and stimulating and can expand the show itself by bringing something to it which we never could. The viewpoint of a differing personality, yet one whose
but that view doesn't have to be a cogent or lucid view. It could just be a spontaneous
even if they oppose
or improvised
it,
view.
Are a negative picture of it, they still highlight it and thus are of great assistance to us as we continue our work, The Nameless Mission.
Either that or none of that applies.
It's a themeless show.
Not really sure yet.
The showless theme.
We don't really care.
On top of horror.
848-445
in a secret laboratory.
It's not that we don't
Professor
care.
Weirdo
it's that
and
the caring aspect of it is not part of the show's programming module. This is not an uncaring show. It's a show that's not programmed to care. So how can it be uncaring?
Now we hope that answers your question.
Special transmission coming through.
It's like saying you can be a Satanist without being a Christian. You
or
can't
we don't
do
care
it,
if it
you
answers
know?
Your
you
question.
You hate. My good old man.
I was raised hardcore Christian and then turned against it completely, and recently there's things that have led me to believe that I can't deny.
Well, now let's not get our position hammered in stone like the laws of Hammurabi, the Codex Justinian, and other large landmines in the history of the Lex Talionis. us. We want to be flexible and free, be able to dance and leap from boulder to boulder, singing the praises of the Creator, the Almighty Spirit, from whom all blessings flow, and His emanation. Before the gates of Jerusalem, in the city of Ember, beneath Albion.
I know you guys heard me. How many worlds are left after this?
How many are the myriad motes that swim in the dust shadows of Edom?
Eat them up. Eat them good.
Oh, weak and wide astray.
There are sad sounds. Not really sad, but they sound that way. A bell tolling.
The eye of man, a little narrow orb, closed up and dark, scarcely beholding the great light, conversing with the void. The ear, a little shell, in small volutions, shutting out all melody and comprehending only discord and harmony.
And happy sounds.
The tongue, a little moisture fills, a little food it cloys, a little sound it utters, and its cries are faintly heard. Then brings forth moral virtue, the cruel virgin, Babylon.
The Ouija board the other day, my friend wanted to use it. I haven't used one in a long time.
He wanted you to do what, did you say?
No. Well, I used to use the Ouija board, and I don't use it anymore, but the other day I used it. My friend was perfect. It has said that the end of the earth, beginning of the end time, start in 2 years, and then continue on for 63 years. What do you feel about that?
63 years? That seems like more than a life sentence.
Well, I would still be alive, like, if you know what I mean? I hope so.
Senior Center on the Moon. Oh my goodness, look at that. What a magnificent view of the crater Clavius and the lava field just beyond in the fabulous Earthlight there. And they're in the 1/6 gravity disco. Look at him leaping and hopping.
And isn't that 1/6 gravity disco going to be around on the bullfighting thing? What is that? The bullfighting
thing? That is on Saturday. But it might be canceled because not enough people have snapped it a bit. But you can contact and see if the magic bus will leave to the bullfight humiliation exercise.
It's a tough draw in California, in Northern California.
I'd love to, but I've got an ape to consider. A large, fractious, hairy ape that has to be corralled and controlled.
Yes, I know about those apes.
Yes, he's quite an incorrigible ape.
It's a problem these days for a lot of people.
They're only controllable when they're like in their, essentially in their adolescence.
Right.
As adults, they're completely uncontrollable and intractable, and in fact, dangerous.
And when they get depressed, they're totally inconsolable.
That's why Tarzan's cheetah died so recently, because when he was in the shows, he was essentially a teenage chimp, and thus he could be worked with. But he lived on for years and years. And as you know, he learned to smoke cigars, or was it cigarettes? I think
it was cigars.
He smoked cigars and he drank whiskey. And it was only when the animal authorities forced him to stop smoking cigars and drinking whiskey that he died within the year.
Now, I'd like to make a point here, Dr. Howe. I mean, we've talked about cheetah time and time again.
What
would
that be, 1938?
We've covered cheetah's long life and the issues involved in his later years.
A year old in 1938.
And I just want to say that that's something that a regular listener of the show will perceive to be some topical information. And there the show becomes informational. And
that would be some.
People can actually learn from the show.
Pre-war. Only lived
that way, we're
old.
More than just your...
No!
What? Huh? What?
Squirrel.
Skull. Skull. To the Northland. Skull.
Squirrel. The new white meat.
Squirrely the squirrel. And this little whirly squirrel. Did you saw that whirly squirrely vehicle, right?
Yeah.
The one Trey. With the big fat squirrel and all the whirly squirrely.
It's Trey's car. There are many of those. They'll be up on YouTube later tonight. The part one.
And you know. Yeah, the squirrel is a noble animal that's overlooked in the pantheon of greatness oftentimes.
Well,
it's it's an art car.
Those,
it's called Squirrely Squirrel.
Screwy Squirrel cartoons.
And that's what I was going to get to, is that Screwy Squirrel has got to be the greatest of most obnoxious squirrel.
Well, the reason he was a failure as a cartoon character was he was too obnoxious. There was nothing lovable about him.
You would listen to his voice and you would instantly think of someone you hated.
He had a deliberately irritating voice.
Liberally.
But he also had an extremely irritating personality. But
not just deliberate, but amplified.
Any of those cartoons work. Lonesome Lenny works pretty much. Screwball Squirrel isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Screwy Truant is better.
Yeah.
But then there's Big Heel Waffle.
Well, you know, they do put Screwy Squirrel he's in the hero role.
20.
Uh-oh. All right, let's go.
He's the protagonist.
For those of you
he is the protagonist.
And he's also the...
those of you on Highway 101.
I guess it's funny. In Lonesome Lenny, that makes Lenny the antagonist. But... Yeah.
Are there a bunch of highways where you guys are?
Yeah, bunches of highways.
Oh!
Also, the
it depends on whether we open the windows or not.
As in the dichotomy between Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, the concept known to the ancient Greek dramatists as the Alazon versus the Iron. The Iron, or ironic spirit, as in Bugs Bunny, confronts the Alazon, the more representative of standard beliefs.
Right. He's not nearly as extreme, like... Tex Avery just took some of those things and put it to the extreme.
But they're both as crazy as bedbugs. You know, Lenny barely represents societal norms. He only does in comparison to the manic insanity of Screwy Squirrel, who is, after all, supposed to be, as his name suggests, insane.
Now, you know, in terms of some of the other Tex Avery hits, there was the juxtaposed... there's seven or eight of them that have the same sequence of the dancing girl, wild and woolly.
Oh yes, those are all great, and maybe K-Rob and I will show them again run of Ask Dr. Hell.
Yeah, you know, we had showcased those at a recent Subgenius Film Festival where we showed several of them together.
We were wondering about the propriety of showing Right Wing Radio Duck that I thought I had told Doug about it.
Right Ring Radio Duck?
Someone edited a bunch of Donald Duck cartoons together to create this amusing cartoon, which appears to be about the present economic situation.
Is this on YouTube?
It is, and it's really well done. Right Ring Radio Duck.
I'm going to look for it right now. I'm going to YouTube on my handy dandy.
It'll make you laugh. It's quite well done.
See, because I have my little computer here.
Well, you can surely remember the words Right Wing Radio Duck.
White ring? Is that what you said? Bright, white ring?
Ring of bright water. About an otter. What? You're smoking pot? My dear, what is the matter? Here, have a glass of water.
Oh, you did not just say that.
Now I'd like you to lie down and rest your weary head.
It's probably already been...
Here he's got Right Wing Radio Duck on his screen. Isn't that amazing?
Rebellious pictures.
But, of course, we can't...
I gotta download this. This looks great. Yeah, I'm downloading it. I download everything because it's all about acquisition to me. It's about having a big sack full of stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
I particularly like it when it's stuff that was formerly yours. I like to have other people's stuff that they really liked a lot and they really didn't want to lose, and somehow or another I got a hold of it. That makes me feel great because it's imbued with their great, powerful wanting, you know? That's what I like about it.
Yes.
No, you don't think that's greedy, do you?
Not necessarily.
No, I
So much flushing the toilet on the radio.
So you see, Donald lost his job. And check this out.
We can stop right now, house. Money, get on our way. Money, 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 money.
What? That's not Donald. Oh.
What?
Well.
This is great. This is really good. Okay, yes, I'm going to post this on my Facebook page.
It's got a great dialogue, too.
All right, go.
The soundtrack is good, but...
I'm going to turn it up a little bit.
The march came by.
Well, you can't beat fight City Hall. You can't beat a camel, but you
can
anything important keep a camel out of City Hall.
Yeah, I guess we need to unlock
last link in the age of mammals.
What do we need to unlock?
Dogs and horses, cats and camels, and the mammoth and the mighty Brontotherium.
Can we get over?
What a shame.
Ag science.
So
they've
sad.
Got the screen partially form. Obscured there. Lastly, in the waning flicker of the scene of bigger things gave way to man who had been born to bury him.
There the radio.
Like a puny, hairless monkey, still this enterprising, spunky little feller made the critters recognize
his green eyes flickering in the dark.
He enslaved them and he slew them for meat, milk, and fur he grew them, and he wiped the ones he couldn't use from history.
Come closer. Yes, find that soothing relief.
It's a radio show.
You guys don't make the rules, but you monitor and regulate them to make sure that the code is, like, being properly configured. Yep.
Of course, we make them up as we go along.
The code. Okay,
and then we write them down like years later.
The code. Charge people for it.
It seemed like just random ramblings for a second there.
I know, it seems it like it, but there's a lot like of stuff going on inside there.
Roderick Ram.
Listen to it over and over again. The more you hear,
issue number
it sounds like people are really here, and it's not just a bunch of people putting tapes together.
Ha ha, Pluto.
So when do you want to do with the unlocking then, buddy?
We're
know,
not
man.
Going to unlock yeah, no, any secrets so, yeah. here while everyone's looking. We want to do it in our secret special.
They're encoded, specially encoded into the message. Like right now, I just said two special secret messages. I'm telling you about
two
telling
specials
you
and,
that they're secret messages.
Frosted fry.
Because in the words that I'm saying now, there's special secret hidden words that you can't hear audibly. But they're there nonetheless, and those are where the message...
The retroverted back-assword messages hidden in our secret discourse.
When I first started listening to you guys, I didn't, like,
knew... Don't worry, everything's under control.
And then the storms came.
And the rains came. And the winds came.
And the blinking yellow lights.
And the plague of boils. And the,
endlessly...
And the president came, which is the worst thing
unceasing headlights
in
the ISS.
Just sends around
the sweaty green gorillas.
Horrible sweaty green
broadcasting messages. And all that kind of stuff. But we'll do that JFK dead stuff next month.
And we're going to hide. We're going to go under the cushions this time. We're going to find the things that you lost in the cushions. And pull them out.
Make sure
and dust them off. And see if they have any future value. And if so, then...
Because
try to figure out how to sell them. Keep your doors locked, folks. There's strange creatures out there.
Your flesh will creep your heart.
Ready to suck your life away.
And you will see the strangest thing that ever met your life.
Suck your life away.
Suck! 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 Cut, cut, get on!
This is Middle Sub Genius presentation.
Incense Around and Rumble Rama Super Dynamation 90.
That's from
Revolving Omnicolor.
Caballeros.
Oh, it's assembled from many cartoons that you might recognize.
I like those.
You see,
those were representations.
The guy who did it is quite familiar with these cartoons and has been able to assemble an extremely amusing sequence of animated antics.
Looks like something Doug Wellman would do.
Well, I thought he'd be interested, but in fact,
I think he will at some other future.
It's just that I think I got it all wrong. I thought I told him about it, and I said I would send the URL, and I thought I did, but...
And you did not do this thing, wait, you say?
Wait. Well, I don't know. I'm all confused. I'm kerflummoxed. I can't tell.
Is it music, art, and then,
It's a cross between music and art. We like to call it musark.
Yes, but aren't there two separate, like, stages that you have to go through individually?
Several people. Some people have to go through endless stages.
To go through various metamorphoses while developing toward the final goal. The super evolved,
hopefully incrementally moving forward, not backward, in their ethical quest for superior knowledge and elitist
moving toward an unimaginable future of superior scientific perfection.
Into the
gleaming cities with cloud-piercing towers of adamantium steel. Overhead.
Yeah,
microwave antennas and monorails whizzing through the sky beneath giant domes, polarizing the light and shielding the citizenry from harmful solar radiation. Oh,
yes, I know what it's
like. A madcap, thrill-a-minute, day-to-day existence in the city of the future. Thirsty? You can get a drink anytime. Drinking fountains are located on clouds, and one will come swooping next to you so you can take that long, cool drink of... But wait, what's this? It's not water. It's specially glucose-infused energy juice.
Mm-hmm. Liquid
lemon
slack.
Flavored.
You will
the
be kept on your toes
and all that stuff is just the
ready
kind of
to contribute
give it
your work
taste
energy to the anthill-like hive of the city of the future.
So
is it like...
It's like the city of the future. I mean,
day
what do you need?
Are regulated.
What's it like? It's like
in
it's like
this.
It's in the future. It's ahead of us. It's 3 seconds ahead of the show.
No,
diurnal cycle.
Oh, wait, she says no.
Citizen.
No, we got to hold. Wait.
Oh, wait. Go.
She said hold.
Hold on. No.
No dissent is permitted.
No.
All must conform. And my recommendation is that you leave City 17 immediately, as fast as you possibly can.
Affirm.
Also in the news, there seemed to be some new contender for
dethroning
the South American capybara. Now, the new super hamster.
I'm tired of outages. I have outage fatigue.
Scientists tell us is the.
I'm sure we'll all get outage fatigue in the future.
Pouchy cheeked mammal.
Yeah,
in
sure.
The
new brownouts.
I get outage
system.
Fatigue.
I'll be
every
sitting there going,
I'm so tired
of this outage.
Biological science.
I must be suffering from outage fatigue.
Perhaps this is the explanation of the Christine O'Donnell assertion that mice now had functioning human brains.
Stuck up on camera
to the offices of Mouse, and Mouse.
Large enough to
step through the ironic. You can step through those skulls.
Hal found himself in was now his lawyer was a mouse.
That's why some people use these for planters, you know,
and then
because
there was,
they've got a lot of capacity. Several different species.
Stop grabbing your phone.
Lawson
you heard us by extension.
Wrote the book, the novel, Ben and Me. Where a mouse crawls out of
the bathroom and do that thing.
And the mouse whispers into Benjamin Franklin's ear, and this stuff from the mouse becomes part of the American plan for democracy.
Oh, that's how it works, folks. That's
then
the
it was
history.
Made into a movie
Glenn Beck, once
by
forget.
Walt Disney.
There's a secret conspiracy out there, and
but
it was about
the
a mouse.
The parallel movie, if you'll follow me, is Das Maus in der Führerbunker, where at night, as Adolf Hitler sleeps, this evil Nazi mouse comes out and whispers in his ear and gives him subliminal suggestions, and this is really the explanation of the entire evil of the Nazis. It wasn't Hitler, it was this satanic mouse, you know, just as in the Ben and Me story, a mouse provided...
Wait.
benign and good advice, which helped the United States of America come to being, the evil mouse created the annexation of the Sudetenland and the invasion of Poland in 1939.
They tested the soldiers first, and they didn't tell
it's
the soldiers.
The secret history of the world that you've been kept from.
It was Rumouse all along.
The Rumouse.
Yes, that's the
resurrection
point.
Of Rumouse.
Yes, the resurrection.
I know. I wish we had brought this up. This 28-year-old show now stumbling over the ancient secrets.
I am the resurrection
like bones in the graveyard.
Saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he have bad breath, but teeth and pimples, shall attain eternal life.
Yeah.
You know, the girl seems nice, but she's way too rooted in reality.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but she's working toward a solution on this show.
A solution to reality
TV. Joining our little brains together.
Back to the world of
fiction. We're headed toward a better
The art of artifice.
Wait, what does that person mean? What do they mean?
What does anyone mean, darling?
It means you're going on a long train or sea journey.
I already started that.
I think this is a Freudian kind of an issue that has to be dealt with from more of a psychological evaluation perspective. Either that or not.
After you're processed in the Dr. Hal Psychological Evaluation Module, part of...
Oh, man, we don't have time for this. That takes an hour and a half just to prep the subject for the,
well, but it's
the hideous tortures that then...
Oh, come on, that's an exaggeration.
Well, that's what they tell me.
Many like them.
I
assure you, she will feel
pain.
Already,
listen, she won't feel any show pain at first.
An hour and a half and she already feels crazy.
Until the part where her pain feeling gland grows back, and then she'll...
Oh, come on. Well, why don't you guys get your own course in success in sex and real estate? You know, pedagogical mission. You know, I'm trying to bring enlightenment here.
See, what happened, folks, is the inset by Ivan Stang and Philo Drummond was everybody has to form their own church. So even on the shows, the churches are formed second
suggested
after
from a church audience.
I even formed my own church after I formed the church.
Immediately,
I would never
that.
Inform on and my church. Allow its activities to remain clandestine.
They don't grow arithmetically. They grow geometrically.
The second megafist temple lodge of the church.
Into
different
distances,
like the beanstalk that grows up overnight.
I'm going to post a link to the show in case you're not listening to it already, so you can have
giant
a link.
Land in the clouds.
I really thought that I was most likely going to end up.
And how about those giants, huh?
Oh no, that's not.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, all that stuff.
It's like giants and stuff, right?
Yeah. Really, a giant.
How about those giants?
I don't know.
They overbearing,
rumbling through the forest
lumbering.
Like they do. Yeah. I hate going out there because you're always worried about it. You're just lying to the...
With a giant club over there.
Looking,
the shoulder,
yeah, always. And yeah. Big, giant pelts. So you wonder, how do they sew together all those tiny little raccoon pelts to make giant pelt?
Yeah, how do they?
And then in certain movies, they have one eye. What's the deal with that? How come they have
that
one eye?
That makes it hellishly difficult to thread the needle when they're sewing the pelts together.
No kidding. Some of them have like three fingers on their one hand and a little glove. What do
I
they
know,
do with their glove?
So when you factor all these things in, they deserve great credit and praise for...
Wait a
We're
minute.
Getting so much done.
How do you get those gloves off
handicap.
Their little hands?
They're huge hands.
To make those giant moccasins that they wear.
Well, yeah, their hands are huge compared to them, but, I mean, how do you get it off without tearing
clothing
without
the giant
without tearing the little wrist off?
Can you look up? Does
last
he wear
time
underwear?
I tried to pull the gloves off, the whole hand came off.
Smell the glove.
Music or like
my favorite album, man.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, though? I mean, really.
Somebody stole it, so I don't know.
Now, then
it
there was Ulysses and his visit to the Cyclopes.
And there was, yes, yeah. Oh, yes.
Him poke him out eye with red hot stick on.
There's one day I
and
had.
And there's always crack.
As described by Aeschylus, Homer,
and
Jethro.
Mouse cracking and mouse.
Mouse cracking, oh, that's a terrible fusion of the tiny and the huge.
Giant mouse head on a huger cracking body.
Yes, the crinkled corn eating crack. Sea mouse.
Fancy your pants.
But Roo Mouse was a different kettle.
I'm washing that giant brain right now.
Yep, this brain is being held under the faucet and will be scrubbed clean of impure
I noticed there's some pieces
ideas.
Still in the sink there. Is that okay, making
those
that
are unimportant.
Put them in the
unimportant
okay.
pieces of outer
those are just little thoughts.
Set.
We don't want those anymore.
What I noticed
want,
that when you're drying it, it seems to be leaving
to
marks on the towel. Is that an issue?
This yeah. No, portion,
those are the old dry thoughts now.
Anterior frontal gyrus. Where, in fact, the governor on wild emotions.
Oh, you dropped
is,
it on the floor. Is that an issue?
Well, that's going to damage it. That's going to damage that specific part that I was just talking about.
Yeah, they don't think they need that part.
Now, this came out of the.
Well, they do, because otherwise, without this particular control, they become like the Frankenstein monster.
Well, this was the one from the jar labeled Abe Normal, right?
That's the back door I seek.
From Dr. Abe Normal?
Started with an abnormal brain to begin with.
Yes, Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
The brain of a convicted murderer. Oh,
well,
just a moment.
Mr. Normal's family is calling right now. 848-4425. Hello,
I'm
Mr. Normal.
I'm trying to give a scientific lecture demonstration.
Used your son's brain
here.
For our demonstration. Is that
note,
right?
Note, ladies and gentlemen, the crude convolutions here, as opposed to Dr. Abrantius's lordly brain here with so many intestine-like windings.
Mm.
Now, you see,
I don't like intestines
back
in my brain.
Here is the corpus callosum and the two halves of the brain. From the back, this buttocks-like structure is
buttock.
What we call
buttock.
The backside
it's a single
of the brain.
Buttock.
And what thoughts from the backside of the brain are shuttled by
a
neural
single
activity.
Buttock.
To the anterior frontal gyrus, where they are chewed, swallowed, digested, and eliminated. So, ladies and gentlemen, if such a brain as this were to fall into the wrong hands, it could create an unstoppable, unkillable monster.
It could be used for good
thirsting
or
for human
or for
blood. So let's make sure that this brain is
what?
Kept in
used
adequate storage under proper security conditions. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It's
that
it's
night,
a
Fritz entered the laboratory, dropping in through a skylight.
What does that mean?
Chuckling, he scuttled across the darkened room, only appearing where shafts of moonlight from the upper windows illuminated the student's desk. As he made his way toward the front, he was suddenly startled by the hanging skeleton and dropped the brain on the floor with a crash.
Oh, darn it.
And it was an icky mess, as you may well believe. So instead of Professor Abrantius' brain, he grabbed the Abby Normal brain and, he took it back.
Fine.
Now, how is it,
now,
how is it that Frankenstein wouldn't recognize
yeah,
that it was
yeah, exactly.
a screwed up brain to begin with?
And also, in one bad, terrible, terrible teenage movie, the Abby Normal brain was named Bob. There was the nice brain, and then
there was the one named
quotes,
Bob.
It wasn't
Bob.
Frankenstein's
the Bob was the Abby Normal. And
yeah.
Of course, it wound up in the body. And
well,
Abby
asking,
Normal.
Asking why the...
Then there was They Saved
Hitler's
brain. Oh, wait,
sorry, I didn't mean to hang up.
Yeah, go ahead.
They saved Hitler's
he hit the
twitching
wrong button.
Mustache.
He was bringing you up, and he hit the wrong button. So call
in
back the, and
in your
make
mind.
Your point.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
Who's the other caller that's really with us? So go ahead.
Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you feel the rain?
Go ahead now.
What happened to Question Girl?
She
a
died.
Question?
She went
question
away.
Barrel?
She got bored.
Oh, question girl.
You know, there are a million shows like this on the air. Just try. Just go
she
to any
didn't
station.
Feel
you can hear the same
we
stuff.
We were
yeah. three guys talking.
Three guys
helping
talking.
Listen, sound effects
herself.
And music.
Her
talking about
inner
the powers.
Conundrums.
So she just hit the dial and went
off
to KGO or KGG
and Quiddity.
KPOI Radio, Coral Radio, KRL, KPOI.
I thought she lived in Fresno. Give her the answer. Tell her to go down to the
water
tower. Talk to the hobo. I think you had some slack you could give her.
Hobos wearing slacks? I don't know if they have that much
now,
to
see,
teach
this,
us.
This gentleman's on to something. He knows exactly who has the slack. The hobo has the slack.
Well, they have to wear pants.
No!
Hey, we're doing show!
Yeah, the hobos are hollering.
Yeah, he who has
railroad.
Nothing to lose is the freest of all men.
Yes, except that you got the railroad bulls with their truncheons out there and... that's just the beginning.
They don't
of
are you talking about
the
like the emperor's
Bob.
Emperor of the North?
Yes, that was in those days, but now you've got
the
gang
Ernest Borgnine and Lee Marvin.
Yes, Lee Marvin, right at the organ again, and of course you've got the young whippersnapper who has to learn the ropes. I don't know why
that
they
was,
have
and the wrestler.
Michael
ropes
or
on
Sarandon,
train.
Susan
Sarazen,
Sarandon's
Michael Sarazen, yes, who also starred in They Shoot Horses.
Don't
they?
Well, I haven't seen that in a million years, and I don't know if I want to.
I put that envelope full of...
Where is that? I'm just not going to.
Oh, it's over here. All right. Oh, okay, I do.
Page 8.
Now let's move it over here.
Now, what I'm going to do is... you'll notice there's a mirror back here, so you can see I'm not practicing
any Dr. Hal's word for it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to attempt to put both my feet as fast as I can through this noose, and then when I draw it tight... Well, just watch and see.
It's real.
When I say Alakazam,
I can see on camera,
I want you to pull as hard as you can. Don't worry about hurting me. I want you to pull really hard on this rope.
Dr. Hall.
Can I get a close-up of that?
No, over there. And then, well, you'll just have to see. Now, when you pull on the rope, I want you to shout, Alec is ouch. What's the problem, Philo? What was that?
Oh, nothing, Dr. Hall.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
That's the way to do it. That was not the way to do it. That ruined everything.
I told you. I was just waiting for you to do that so I could say I told you.
Now you fouled up my demonstration.
No, it's still going. What do we...
It can't stop.
Hey, slow down. Is this like some kind of a...
I don't think it can be stopped.
Is this a reaction that will... Is this a chain reaction of events that cannot be stopped?
Exactly.
A juggernaut?
Super confusing, super collapsing, super collider.
Oh my gosh, it's accelerating. It's like that. No.
It's going to reach a relativistic speed, and when it does, its great atomic density will cause it to sink down to the core of the Earth and begin to absorb the Earth itself.
Someone unplug it right now.
It's too late. It's going too fast.
Oh no. Well, let's play a violin while the Earth...
Yes, the study of the funerary violin will occupy us while the Earth is crunched up. But it has to, the whole Earth has to pass through a hole about the size of an orange. It's going to take some time, but it will happen.
So you're saying, like before, we have about 3 hours or something, so we're...
I'd say more than that.
Maybe a couple of governments would go through several governments. If we were in South America, we'd go through probably 15, 20 governments. You know, Bolivia.
The difficulty is as the Earth loses mass and orbital velocity, everything else gets messed up. So it's really not just a matter of till we're all standing on Zanzibar. But I've enjoyed working with each and every one of you. And I just want to say this is a beautiful watch.
This is the sad part where we start
going
at the show
live,
and people are doing their speeches about how cool they were and how lovely their friends
long,
and how lovely old their family times.
See it and I'll remember. All you beautiful people.
The show was great half an hour ago. If I could just go back 3 seconds,
so
my life would be
just
great.
Go when
back
it three used seconds, to be good. And I remember it
was six so seconds ago. Wait, 9 seconds ago.
And when
I mean, 12 seconds ago, my life was so.
That's when I think of you.
24 seconds ago, my life was so.
Yes,
I mean, about a minute ago, my life was
over there. You are just as responsible for this state of affairs as I am. You're taking some of
the
guilt off me, and that is just. Wonderful.
Those people,
in my book,
commonly called hobos,
so long,
are truly hated
I'm
by
going
Shaq.
To join the hobos and
a
ride the rails.
Railroad conductor who swore that no hobo will ride
his
train.
Here we go, rising up and above.
Hobo, hobo, hobo.
Hobo, hobo.
What
the hell are you people talking about?
Good things from the giant.
What? It wasn't Chris
Giant
Carradine.
In the valley.
It was Keith Carradine
valley
played that role,
the
Dr.
Giant.
Hal.
Ho, ho, ho. Green
of the young
ball.
Whippersnapper named Cigarette.
Cigarette Milner.
Keith Carradine
no,
played
No, Cigarette
role.
Milner.
What about the art cars?
Were they good?
Yeah, they were fun. They were fun.
That's good. I missed you guys.
Yeah, it's too bad you didn't show up there. What? You didn't send me that email either.
I did send you the email.
Special. It must have gotten shredded in transmission.
Made me sick just thinking about the email.
Disgusting.
Oh, well. Well, the show was great.
Well, that was okay. We still have the show to fall
back
on.
You can post comments on the KPFA website.
Sure,
leave us email
suggestion
there
box.
Stuff, too.
In chunky or
it is somewhat creamy. Visible, but that's okay.
Just pop in a suggestion
We're
or two.
We're not afraid.
See how we care. The suggestion box is our way.
Is the show still on?
Talking to you.
Oh, we're still going. Okay.
Our audience.
Yeah.
Just come by the station and stick it in the slot.
Whoa, man.
Or just wave.
Big Hal.
Just wave. Okay.
Or send
elbow, wrist.
Your help.
We are
in
here
a financial form to KPFA.
Give you a piece of mind.
It was nice, but we had to cancel
it's
one show.
Running Ooh. Across the lawn,
oh, that's
making
too bad.
Noise.
Because this wonderful
noise.
Asset may not be here.
And those dogs.
The next morning.
Well,
I wish. How was the show?
Best
I mean, did anybody
record
it? It was sensational. Everyone loved it. But there was supposed to be a Monterey show too, and we had to cancel.
Oh, somebody get sick. Oh.
Had to cancel Monterey Pop.
Had to drop Monterey because there was, like, nobody knew about it except for the people who happened to walk by and see the marquee.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, at least you had nobility working for you.
And then the rest of the people just fell over. The what?
This is a whole movie I made of the one person who saw the marquee.
It was a marquee, or was it a duke? Or perhaps even a lowly baron?
It was the Duke of Madness.
Ah, there you go. Now we see the ducal chest of responsibility.
The Duke
we're just
of
getting
Madness,
it running, and we're going to back up over this
wasn't
statue.
Wasn't that Glenn Schlesinger? Glenn? Is that right? Glenn Schlesinger? Wasn't that the Duke of Madness?
Don't know, but he turned left at the end of this corridor here.
No, there was a radio guy named the Duke of Madness. I believe he was Glenn Schlesinger, I think it was his name. And he did a lot of interesting early cut-up stuff. And
oh, he was quite a cut-up. What a character.
Wow. I'm totally going to have to look that up.
Yeah, Glenn Schlesinger.
Glenn Schlesinger.
The Duke of Madness. I think I still have some tapes from the old tape network days.
Madness.
Some good stuff. It was really...
Can you stand
a lot of the mixing
fear flasher
and
the horror horn?
The horror horn.
The horror horn will honk before scenes so violent occur that you may wish to leave the theater. When the fear flasher starts flashing, head for the exits unless you think you can take the avalanche of bloody horror.
Well, that's easy. I can't.
Well, it's too bad for you because here it comes.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to close my eyes and filter now.
Yes, it's, what was that? What was it called? The Chamber of Horrors, something like that?
The movie itself?
The guy has a detachable hand and he can screw a meat cleaver on there and so on.
Are we supposed to remember that when he can't remember the movie of the Spanish guy's head, what comes alive in the swamps of Florida?
You don't mean they saved Hitler's brain.
No, and then they put it in the closet and then the head keeps making people do things.
The thing that wouldn't die.
Is that it?
Yeah, the thing that wouldn't die.
And it was the Captain Cortez guy's head or something?
Well, no. You're talking about...
A box, and they die in the swamp. And they bring
was that the thing that
the
wouldn't
swamp.
Die?
I don't think it is, because I think
well,
it's...
Well, there's... You're thinking of...
That's a different movie.
The similarly titled movie, The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
Yeah, the thing that wouldn't... You're
to
right.
To add to the confusion, The Brain That Wouldn't Die has another title, which is only seen when the credits of the movie roll around at the very end, and that is The Head That Wouldn't Die.
Yeah.
Since it is about a severed head, which doesn't
and
die.
And he's a pirate, like a 17th century pirate.
Yeah,
well, no, in The Brain That Wouldn't Die, it's the fiancé. Her head is cut off by the hero.
We're talking about the head that wouldn't die.
But the head that wouldn't die... No, the head that wouldn't die is the same as The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
The head that wouldn't die is the Spanish one.
No, the head that wouldn't die is The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
Oh, okay. The
and
the
you're
thing,
thinking of...
The thing that wouldn't
the
die.
The thing that wouldn't die, yes.
And that's the one that has the...
head in the swamp.
The guy has the girlfriend's head in a...
No, that's The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that... Okay, I thought that was the thing.
He has to go to many strip clubs to look for a body for his girlfriend's
head. And he goes... And we go in and out of those strip clubs.
Gets all drunk. You can tell because the angles are all weird.
Yeah.
He's not that good a scientist. He loses more...
And the babes get hotter.
He gets more into going to the strip club than he forgets his mission. The jilted girlfriend's head kept alive by perverted science is still alive on the lab table at home. But then she...
The brain that wouldn't listen.
She gets an eerie mental telepathic communication with a horrible monster they've got living in the cellar, which is a result of many a botched experiment. You know, because these mad scientists may not succeed, but they still like to keep their creations around. They're just
so it was the,
the unfrozen
was the,
dead.
The brain that wouldn't die was also the same as the head that wouldn't die.
That is correct.
And the other one was the thing that wouldn't die.
I believe that is the case.
And the thing that wouldn't
if you
is the one we're talking about with the girlfriend's head and all that.
No, we're talking about the other one, the
brain
Spanish guy.
That wouldn't die.
Cortez's okay, well, lieutenant, look what this gets up. Buried
now,
in
there
the
was
swamp
also
of
a
Florida.
German movie about a severed living head called The Head,
right.
Starring Michael Oud, O-O-D, which is a weird
officer
name.
Officer of the Dead.
Well,
okay,
he,
so the brain that wouldn't die is not the one
in the head,
we're talking about.
In the brain.
Who was the one that played the 17th century pirate? What was that one?
Do you have a Wikipedia article on the brain that wouldn't die over there?
We think it's a thing.
Yeah,
if you do.
I
see
do.
If it says anything about, in the end credit, the movie being called The Head That Wouldn't
it
Die.
It certainly does.
What
it
does it say?
Well, I searched for The Head That Wouldn't Die,
yes.
And it brought up The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
Right, because they are the same film.
Showing The Head That Wouldn't Die as the alternate title.
Yes, but not an alternate head. The head actually will die after the movie is over,
now
since
I'm
it's on fire at the end of the movie.
The thing that wouldn't die.
Yes, the thing that wouldn't die. That's a different thing entirely. You see, the swamp is full of horrible creatures. The giant vermilus spider, the crocogator.
Oh, here's what's different.
Sinister
it's the
jaws.
Thing that couldn't die, not wouldn't die.
It would if it could, but it couldn't.
The thing that couldn't die.
And what's the synopsis of this cinematic masterpiece?
The synopsis is that a physically gifted young woman discovers a centuries-old crate buried in her aunt's ranch.
Crate?
Opening it, her family discovers the living head of Gideon Drew, a 16th-century devil worshiper.
See, isn't that the one?
Who was beheaded by Sir Francis Drake.
That's the one. Sir Francis Drake himself stopped in his voyage to
Drake,
behead
the Spanish guys. This is all confusing.
Well, Drake,
sir, we've got to stop over
decapitated
here. Decapitated
the
guy who's
the Spaniard.
It was cool because his eyes glowed.
It's one of the dogs.
He was scary, and they put him in the closet, and his eyes glowing.
They were cruel.
And then they had to do what he said.
It's been called the Black Legend, but it's no legend.
The
it
most
really
terrifying
was
monster ever.
The Spanish Inquisition was not only active in the Old World, but also in the New World against the confused individuals
very
it met there.
True.
And in fact, if anyone found in the Hispaniolas, the Bermudas, and so on, would not kiss a crucifix, they could be roasted on the spot by the secular soldiers. So the hell with them all. They deserve to have their heads cut off and be involved in necromantic activities.
Not to be confused with the brain that wouldn't die.
Well, the brain wouldn't die until after the movie's over. Just as when you're reading a comic book, all the action occurs in the gutters between the panels.
That's true, but there's a lot of difference between couldn't and wouldn't.
I'd just like to see that movie. And also, they save Hitler's brain, also known as the Madman of Mandragora.
Yeah, and I'll never forget that.
Well, they saved Hitler's brain!
And then there's Iga. The crazed love of a Stone Age giant for a teenaged American
like
girl.
Richard Kyle's first
all he can say
movie.
Is, Ega, Ega, Ega. Oh, I want to see that one. Ega,
Ega.
Do you think he's trying to tell us something?
Ega, Ega. Yes.
I think that must
starred,
be his name.
That
is that your name, Ega?
Ega.
Yeah. Yes, that's his name.
Yeah, it's his name, and his parents are little sticks with cloths on them.
Because he's the last of his kind.
Yep, and the rest of his people are in a little
a Paleolithic
lot on
survival.
The Warner Brothers lot.
He came from the remote past when the mammoth and the megatherium roamed the plains.
Yes,
the
yes.
Elasmotherium, the giant single-horned
rhinoceros. That had Arch Hall Jr. in it, too. Remember, Arch Hall played a good guy in that
Yes,
one.
Instead of the evil guy, he played in The Sadist.
Yeah, Arch Hall was so good in The Sadist. That was probably his greatest role.
He certainly was hateful.
He was hateful.
A hateful sadist. A
I
soda pop swilling sadist.
I wish I could have been in that movie just so I could have killed him.
Well, he does die, and you remember how. I know this is a spoiler, and I'm going to give it away, but I don't care, so here it goes. He gets pushed into a pit of rattlesnakes, hissing and coiling and biting him as
and
he blubbers.
Like
and
a little baby girl.
And since he's not Billy Jack,
he's a sadist.
Billy Jack knows how to handle a pit full of
So who's the sadist, this guy or the audience who's gloating over him in a pit of rattlesnakes? But that's a matter for professors to debate and not for the gum-chewing, popcorn-munching public.
Film systems.
So join us again in the darkened theater,
great movie.
Where movies are your best entertainment value.
Well, this movie isn't copyright infringement.
Creature with the Atom Brain.
Nothing on this show is.
Gangsters become zombies.
Three people driving into Los Angeles for a Dodgers game.
Invisible invaders.
And pull off into an old wrecking ball.
Again, create zombies.
Where they're held at bay by a bloodthirsty psycho.
Killer shrews. Nothing can stop them.
Nurse Yarby.
And his crazy girlfriend.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Who will survive and what will be left of them?